Mayor's Message from Councillor Jeff Springfield. It was an honour to recognise our Australia Day Award winners and nominees at our Australia Day ceremony. I'm proud to be part of a community that has so many dedicated people who selflessly work towards bettering the lives of their fellow Australians. Australia Day is a time for us to recognise and acknowledge the wonderful contribution these dedicated community members make to our Shire. Turn to our Australia Day article to read about our winners. This edition also marks 1 year since the Bunyip Complex fires, which had a devastating impact on our community. Though 12 months have passed, our community is still recovering, and we remain committed to continuing to support our bushfire-affected community on this journey. Learn more about the work we're doing in our bushfire article later in this issue. Council's Draft Budget 2020-21 and Draft Reviewed Council Plan 2020-21 will be placed on public exhibitions soon, and community members will be invited to provide feedback. We've worked hard to ensure a draft budget that reflects our responsible financial management, while ensuring important services and infrastructure are also delivered for our growing community. We expect the draft budget and draft reviewed council plan to be online in mid-April, so head to www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/haveyoursay to find out how you can become involved. There's lots happening around the Shire in the coming months. For a rundown of some of the events taking place, check out the listings at the end of this newsletter. Signed, Mayor, Councillor Jeff Springfield. The picture caption reads, Mayor, Councillor Jeff Springfield, with Australia Day winners. From left, Robert Porter, Senior Citizen of the Year, Luke Williams, Citizen of the Year, Wendy Andrews and Tony O'Hara, on behalf of Lakeside Residents Group for the Cardinia Australia Day event 2019, Community Event of the Year, and Jaden Kruzicevic-King, Young Citizen of the Year.